Good morning. Call our meeting to order. We got an update from our planning and zoning administrator.
I just Eddie Coxey, planning and zoning, but I just wanted to touch base with you real quick before the end of the year and a couple different things going on. I've handed you a packet there, and in the packet, very top is an emergency use waiver. And of course, that's the verbiage that goes along with that. On the second page is actually a form I just created last week so that we could, kind of work that thing through. But what we have is the mountain complex. I believe you may recognize that as either Ozark Mountain Underground or Branson Underground, either one. They are in the process of expanding, taking on some new partners or some kind of new partnership and everything. And I'm not privy to all the information, but needing to increase their power consumption and some things like that, needing to start construction pretty quick. And due to our code book requirements, there's no way we can get them into the process and everything until the month of March. Because if they turn an application now, they wouldn't go in to our cycle until February. We don't have a meeting in February, so we'd start them in March and couldn't finish until April. They're kind of needing to start construction on some infrastructure and some backup power generators, that kind of thing, probably in January. So what I've done is I've kind of listed that on that emergency waiver application form to give to you guys. A process where you as the board kind of review that, what's going on there and everything, and then you vote on that to give them the authority to go ahead and start their construction or whatever. We would issue permits for the construction, but they would then follow up with their paperwork kind of after the fact with the understanding that in the event that our P&Z board would deny the project and they would go to the Board of Adjustment and they upheld that decision, that they would have to return the property to its original state as of today. I have talked with the P&Z board already. They don't seem to have any problem with what they're wanting to do, but there's just no documentation of anything of that project ever coming before our board or anything. Nobody on the boards can remember it or anything like that. They do remember at one time there was an underground that came before them, whether they fully took action on it or whether and we have another one that we did approve. But it's not the same people or the same project or same location. So this way we get records of it, we know what's going on, and it's going to be a pretty big expansion, I think, with as far as jobs and what's going on out there. So anyway, that's before you. Mr. Stropas is aware of this. He has been in contact with the representative from Branson Underground.
Okay.
And
how soon we need to do this, Eddie?
Well, actually should leave that up to the individual that's representing Branson Underground. He should make. He didn't have the correct applications when he came in to see me last Friday. I gave him those and everything, and should expect those back. But
The emergency waiver.
Right.
He does he need to have that?
Well, he probably will need it somewhere in January at the latest and everything. But I will contact him today and tell him that you have this in your hand.
Okay.
And it'll be up to him to get on your agenda.
Okay.
So that you can act on that. And my guess, he's probably already contacted Mr. Stropas.
Right.
To do that. So I just wanted you to have that because the way this thing reads is, I'm supposed to turn that into you, so
okay.
That way you have that. And then when you're all done with that, well, of course, we would record that and put it back in their file. But at this time, we don't have a file started on them because he didn't have the correct application in place. So. Secondly, as you know, starting last March or so, we had code book changes that have been approved even in, I think it was May and everything,
right.
Dealing with our prices and nightly rental and everything like that. But through a series of events, moving and illness and IS, things like that, we finally have our code book totally updated with those changes that have been made and or been approved and made and put online. And I discussed with Mr. Preston last month that probably the best thing for us to do would be wait until January to actually implement those prices instead of trying to catch it in the middle of the month or something like that. But so before you, there is a notice that we'll put in the newspaper either today or next week, letting everybody know that the increase in our fee schedule that was approved will go into effect in January and that they can view that online. But I want you to be aware of that because quite very well possible you'll get some phone calls when people come in to get their permit or whatever the case might be and go, whoa, the price is different.
Okay, question on that?
Yes, sir.
This has gone, I mean, we've posted and we've had hearings at the Planning Zoning Commission about these fees, and you've had discussion with the County Commission and all that.
Yes, sir, and you voted on that. It's gone through a couple public hearings. We also, in our PNC meetings that we have nightly PNC meetings, it did go through all that, everything. It has been through two public hearings with you. We just didn't feel it was prudent to start charging those fees when our online code book said one thing and our fees said another. We just thought that would be a lot of contention. You know, when somebody comes in and I said, this is your cost for this, and they'll go, well, your online and your code book that you've got right now says this. So it did take quite a while to get that updated and changed and everything. But it is as of last week, it is on there. When you go online, it does show the new code book.
Okay.
Changes, everything like that. So.
Good job.
And we want to go ahead and put that notice in the newspaper unless you notify us today that there's a problem with that. But it's just a small notice. There have been notices in the newspaper already that this was happening. So.
Yep. Looks good.
Lastly, 6 or so weeks ago, you handed me a document that Aegis Engineering had been working on, asked me to go before our board to get them to do some filling work and everything on that. They were less than enthusiastic about doing that, but I did form a small committee, Mr. Preston, Sean Pingleton, Jim Brawner, and Bob Hanselin from our Board of Adjustment, along with the representative from Aegis Engineering. We did meet last week and have a meeting scheduled today to move that forward, and our intention is to have some kind of a document that can be edited quite heavily come the February work sessions. So I wanted to give you an update on that to let you know we weren't just sitting back and everything. I know you probably haven't heard anything from Aegis Engineering lately.
Thank you very much.
That's kind of what's going on there, and we should have something that they can work with to draw a map here soon, probably by the end of February. But that's what I have. I wanted to touch base with you so you didn't get blindsided by anything. And if there are any questions, I'll be glad to answer anything I can. Otherwise, I'll be out of your way.
Thank you. I can't think of anything. I guess we ought to think about sometime in January having a meeting with Aegis and yourself and Frank. Okay. And
hopefully by...
Maybe the committee, if Sean and Mr. Hanselon could break loose and sit in too, or at least invite them.
Okay. We can do that. And by then we should have the designations all lined out. This is what we're going to use, or what we're going to present to use, and then maybe we have some flesh on those that's particular to Taney County. So
my mind may have wandered. So you said that you've mostly been working on, as we ask you to, I think
we've done a lot of research. Right. I know, yes, sir, and we are trying to move forward on what Aegis Engineering is needing in order to draw a map.
Right.
So our first official meeting was last Thursday, and we meet again today, and then we'll set up a meeting from there. But we should have a framework where we can start hanging particulars on it pretty quick. And our goal is to in February, during our work sessions with our two boards in February, to have something there where they can begin to edit that. Make a recommendation to send that to you, at which time you could present that to Aegis and say, this is kind of what we're looking at to draw your map. So.
Okay.
Okay.
You said you're meeting today, the little commission.
We meet today at 4 o'clock.
Here.
Jim Brawner, Frank Preston, Bob Hanselin, myself, Dan Nosalek, and then a representative from Aegis Engineering, or possibly two. There was two last time, but I think they're getting a far better picture of Taney County now. Because as they sit there and they go, wait a minute, you know, we should add this, or we should take this away. They're starting to get a little more input,
okay.
I think, and it's kind of helping them quite a bit.
All right. Anything to add there, sir?
It's a slow, grueling process.
We've been warned of that for years.
Yeah, I mean, it's very tedious work. when you start into that and you find out that every time you change just a little bit here, it affects so many things and how they have to mesh together and everything. So it is very tedious work, and it's tiring. It's just, you know, people just don't want to read it, and, you know, and it makes it hard. So
we have a planning and zoning tonight.
Yes, sir.
I think the only person we have is the air park.
Oh, yes. The Cedar Creek Air Park is starting back through the process for permit approval again. As you know, there's been a stop work order on that for quite a while. It's starting to create some problems in other areas as far as the assessor and different things like that also. We did do a minor sub out there to allow them to install a road under the stop work order, and part of the agreement was that they would start back through the process to bring the whole project into compliance. So that's where we're headed tonight. That is the only thing after we vote on the two projects that we have. That's the only thing on our agenda. That'll be our only public hearing in January. So if you have any questions about it, I would invite you out. So, you know, to
be 7 o'clock tonight, I guess.
Yes, sir, it will.
One comment, I'm glad you mentioned the meeting this evening, or the 4 o'clock thing. If I can, I'd like to, I don't want to say nothing, I just want to sit in and listen. But as this moves along, I'd ask that you, any of those kind of meetings, you let us know that.
I'm glad to do that.
We don't want to slow things up, but information is good to have generally.
It's a hard thing when you get that many people together and you start talking about one area and then everybody starts telling stories about it and how it changes things, and you can really get off track pretty quick.
Yeah.
And everything. But I mean, you're welcome to be there.
Yeah.
And everything, and we can my thought is to keep it as streamlined as possible, because you can continue to add areas and everything, and then it just gets kind of cumbersome, I think. So.
Yeah.
But today at 4, we'll be over in the Planning and Zoning Building, in the conference room there, and we'll keep you apprised every time we have one of those.
Did you by chance listen to Fox News Sunday yesterday?
No, sir, I did not.
They had there's a point in this. They had a couple of senators, both Democrats, about the health care plan, and I wished I'd remembered. They were both, I believe it was from North Dakota, Anyway, he made a comment that was kind of seems to, anyway. He said, no legislation is perfect. That was his comment.
And I thought, in a lot of cases, that's true.
So it may fit with.
Yes.
So,
yeah. So, yes, what I found is the more that you try to define something, the more loopholes you create and the harder it probably is to defend it. So, and I don't know that we need to define that much.
Yeah.
So that's all I have, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Questions? Appreciate it.
See you at 4. You up?
Yeah, I'll get dinner.
Really?
Yeah, remember I told him that.
You want some help with that, Eddie?
Nah. How are you?
Are you going to lead us in prayer this morning?
I sure do.
Would you?
I always love to do that.
I thought so. That'd be great. We've got an interesting speaker I think you'll appreciate this morning. The fellow's name is Jory Roth. He's been in our community for about recess until 9 o'clock. For about 5 years.
Yeah.
And just real brief, and he'll tell you better, but he has a heart for us to not lose the good things of our community, our uniqueness, and how God's first, and this, that, and the other. And he's done a visioning process. He invited a bunch of us to come.
That's an answer to prayer. I asked God a long time ago to send a visionary for our county, because we need to cling to the vision and the purpose that God sent this.
Yep.
Set this county up in. And I really believe that God gives each person, and a certain person, a vision.
Yep.
And if they stay to that task and that vision, they'll talk.
Yep.
If they don't, to be ready for the vision of
God. Are we recessed?
Sir, how are you?
Yeah.
Last set for Christmas, Danny?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.